A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Yud Ches, Psachim 118a, pagination page 235. We'll start from the facing page on the very last line. So we're on page 234, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis 117b, the very last line. Revi'i, the fourth cup of wine at the Pesach Seder. Gomer Olav Es HaHalel, you complete the Halel. The first two paragraphs of Halel were said on the second cup of wine, which was before the meal, and the fourth cup will have us complete the Halel, the last paragraphs. And Ve'omer Olav Birchas HaShir, and we will also recite Birchas HaShir, the blessing of song. My Birchas HaShir, top words on today's daf. What is this Birchas HaShir, this blessing of song? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yahalelucha Hashem Elokeinu. There's a special section that's listed in the Haggadah of praising Hashem. Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Nishmas Kol Chai. And Rabbi Yechanan says, this is Nishmas Kol Chai, that section. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Revi Gomer Olav Es HaHalel, the fourth cup, you complete the Halel, Va'omer Halel HaGadol, and you also say Halel HaGadol, skip a line, Meheichan Halel HaGadol, what is Halel HaGadol? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mehodu, that's the Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasto, Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav, which is incorporated in the Shabbos Psukei Dezimra. And we recite it typically standing when it's Psukei Dezimra. And we recite it during the Haggadah as part of this last section of the Seder. Skip down four lines at the end of a line. V'lomo nikra shmo halal hagadol. Why are these stanzas of Hodu Lashem Ki Tov called Halal HaGadol? Am Rabbi Yechanan, Mepnei Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumo Shel Olam, because Hashem is as great as He is. U'mechalok Mizonos L'chol Birya, and He grants sustenance, food, to every creation. And that expression that Hashem provides food for each person is considered such an enormous praise that they're literally, you have the stanzas building up of Hashem's greatness, that He was able to conquer the nations, He was able to take us out of Mitzrayim, etc. But the culmination of that paragraph in Tehillim, that chapter in Tehillim, is Nosen Lechem L'chol Basar Ki L'olam Chasto, that Hashem provides Lechem, bread, sustenance. And then the final phrase is Hod Lashem, give praise to Hashem, that indeed He does all these things. But the second to last stanza is the culmination of the paragraph, and that's Nosan Lechem L'chabasa, that Hashem provides sustenance. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, Hani Esrim V'shisha Hodu K'neged Mi, why are there 26 stanzas in that chapter? K'neged Chavtav Doru Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam V'nosan Lahem Es HaTorah. Hashem had 26 generations that He created the world until Torah was finally given. V'zanosan V'chastam, and Hashem granted them sustenance in His kindness, even though they didn't have Torah. And normally Torah would be the purpose for creating the world and the justification for sustenance for the world. But Hashem, in those 26 generations, He was giving it out of His generosity, even though they did not yet have Torah. What you see from here clearly is that all 26 are focused on this one paragraph that we discussed. And that paragraph, that phrase, that stanza is Hodu Lashem, thanking Hashem, because Nosen Lechem L'chol Basar, because He granted sustenance to all of creation. Let's skip about three lines. In the middle of the line, Aleph Reish, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Kasha Mizonos of Shaladim Keflayim Ki Yoleida. The challenge of sustaining people is double the challenge of childbirth. De'ilu b'yoleida k'siv, because by bearing children, it says, be'etzev, it'll be difficult for Chava and her descendants to have children. Uv'mezonos k'siv, but by sustenance, by the curse that went to Adam in Parshas Bereishis, it says, be'itzavon. It's a new level. Be'etzev is one level. Be'itzavon, in the words of the Gemara, is kiflayim, is considered double the challenge. So mizonos, sustaining each one, is considered a greater challenge. Amar Rabbi Yechanan kasha mizonos of shaladim yosa mina geula. The challenge of sustaining people is even greater than redemption. De'ilu b'geula k'sev ha-malach ha-goel osi mikora. The angel that redeemed me from all evil. Malach ba'alma. An angel had to be sent to save Yaakov, to protect him. Ve'ilu b'mezonos k'siv. But when Yaakov describes Hashem sustaining him, as far as food goes, ho Elokim haroe osi, nothing less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu could shepherd Yaakov. Let's skip down about five or six lines. In the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kashem is anasav shaladim kekriyas yamsuf. The challenge of sustaining mankind is as great as splitting the sea. Dechsiv nosan lechem lecha basar, because the culmination of that section is that Hashem provides food. V'samach lei, and earlier in the chapter, is Ligozer Yamsuf Ligzorim, that Hashem split the sea. So you see that the culmination, you keep working up to greater accomplishments, so to speak, and Mizonos, sustaining, is considered an even greater accomplishment. All of these comparisons, of course, are full of depth, but we are cruising just to give us an idea of some of these insights. Let's drop down the fifth word on the line, v'chi. V'chi me'acher. The Gemara asks, v'chi me'acher di'ika halel ha'gadol. If we're anyway going to say this halel ha'gadol, this great halel, which is at the end of the Seder, anan ma'itayma amrinon hai. Why was the regular halel legislated? Why do we recite the Hallel that we know as Hallel when we want to commemorate a redemption? And the Gemara answers, last word on the line, Mishum sheyesh bo hei dvarim, Hallelu. Because it has five specific things, and the Gemara will even expand and discuss more than the five, but the five are Yetzias Mitzrayim, the paragraph Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim is about the Exodus, Ukriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, as the Pasuk says, Hayom Ra'a Vayonos, the sea saw and fled. Matan Torah is Heharim Raktu Che'elim, that the mountains took note of the giving of the Torah. Entire creation stood in awe. Utchias Hamesim, on the Pasuk is Halich Lifnei Hashem, that I will walk in front of Hashem, a unique bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chev lo shal Mashiach is the Pasuk Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu, that we will be challenged, that the nations of the world will argue with us, but that will bring about the advent of Mashiach. And Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the beginning of the next line, Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu zu shibud malchios. That's the challenge that the nations of the world will come to acknowledge Hashem's unity in the world based on Mashiach's coming. And finally, zu milchemes Gog u'Magog on the next line, that the Navi Yecheskel says that there could be the need for a final showdown in the end of days, in which eventually Mashiach will emerge as the recognized king. In addition, Chizkiya Amar, the end of a line, Mepnei Sheyesh Bo Yiridasin Shel Tzadikim LeKibshan HaEish. He understands the section of Hallel to include Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, the famous story between the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into a fiery furnace because they would not deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the beginning of a line, about 12 lines up, Hallelu es Hashem Kol Goyim, that shortest chapter of Tehillim, is attributed, Amar Hananya, Hananya said that, Shabchu Kol Ha'umim, Amar Mishael, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasta, Amar Azariah, Ve'emes Hashem Li'olam, Halleluka, Amru Kulan. Ve'yesh Omrim, the Gemara continues, and we'll just briefly mention it, that Ve'emes Hashem Li'olam, that Hashem's truth is forever, was said by Gavriel, because Gavriel wanted to save Avraham from the Kibshan HaEsh in the time of Nimrod, when Avraham was thrown into the fiery furnace. And Hashem said, it's proper for me to save him personally, because Ani Yachid Be'olami V'hu Yachid Be'olamo, I am singular in the world, there's no one comparable to me. And Avram, likewise, in his own world, is singular. He's a loner. He's doing this all on his own. He's the only one who stands up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for one God, one Creator. He's standing alone. It's proper, no'el le'yachid la'atzilas ha'yachid, it's proper for me to save him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Gavriel's offer seriously, and even though he wasn't allowed to save Avram, Hashem himself saved Avram, but Hashem agreed that Gavriel should save Hananiah, Mishael, va'Azariah. And when Hashem did that and fulfilled his commitment to Gavriel, so this pasuk of Ve'emes Hashem li'olam is attributed as something that Gavriel said, that Hashem's truth is forever. You have to wait around long enough, but generations later, Hashem gave Gavriel the chance to save Avraham's descendants. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.